Well, it may feel that overcoming the houseless crisis in Portland is overwhelming, and finding the right place to start is difficult because the need is so multifaceted. Well, not only does Family Promise envision a nation in which every family has a home, a livelihood, and the chance to build a better future, well, they believe it's attainable. And a great partnership has joined Family Promise Metro East and Ascension Parish in East Portland to assist families in need. Joining me today to tell us more about this program is the Executive Director of Family Promise East, Michelle Vinker. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Thank you for having me. I am happy to be here. And I just want to add for you, because I want to do a call out for them, that also the Madeline is supporting Ascension in this work too. So we've got two there.
Oh, I see, that's excellent work. Many hands, we know, make light work. And boy, the more people that can get involved in programs like this, we know that, well, the blessings will be great. I actually found out about this partnership through our community calendar. Family Promise is a national program. Of course, this is part of the Metro East office. Tell us a little bit more about Family Promise and your mission to work towards family housing.
So Family Promise started a little over 30 years ago when someone, and I believe she's in New Hampshire, but I cannot tell you that for sure. I'm relatively new here too, and new to it. I've only been around for about 3 months. But this woman on her way to work saw a houseless woman on the corner every day. And she stopped and gave her a sandwich or some food. And then it dawned on her that that's really not enough. She needed to do more. So she talked to her church and said, what can we do? And that was the beginning of Family Promise. And then from there, it just expanded as other people in other churches or other community organizations said, we want to get involved. We want to be able to make a tangible difference in homelessness and in people's lives. And so it's moved from east to west, and now there are over 200 affiliates. Each affiliate is actually its own 501c3. So we are an affiliate structure. So that means each of us have our own boards, our own volunteers, our own fundraising, but we collaborate and coordinate and do some very similar things, and we all serve families.
Well, let's talk about how families are affected. Of course, now we're coming into these heat days, and we know that, boy, it's really going to be a difficult time for families, especially if they don't have permanent housing. But also, has the pandemic and rising inflation, I mean, is that really putting families that were on the edge over into real crisis territory?
It certainly is. And in Oregon, it's even been a higher impact because our housing rent and cost of housing is so high, and there just is not enough housing. So for instance, somebody in Portland area who is working minimum wage would need to work 65 hours a week in order to afford a studio apartment here in Oregon. So now you add families, maybe, you know, a mom or some kids, a studio isn't going to handle it. So, and then COVID, when people who were just hanging on, maybe had those lower wage jobs for whatever reason, lost their income, and that made things even harder. It's been a terrible thing. There are over 800 families who are identified as being houseless in Multnomah County alone. And we believe that every child deserves a safe and warm bed at night. So we're working to change that.
Oh, well, just being a child in school, doing those responsibilities and making those friendship connections, that's hard. And then you add to it, well, the anxiety that they must feel knowing that, well, they don't know where they're necessarily going to sleep that night. Well, you're right. That is something that can be overcome and needs to be happening. And that is also something along with Ascension Parish, joined by the Madeline. Michelle Vinker says, well, there's a program happening for the month of August. Michelle Vinker is the Executive Director of Family Promise Metro East. Well, tell us a little bit about this partnership that's happening at Ascension Press. How is one parish able to partner with you to really help with this crisis?
So one of the tenets of Family Promise is that there is already people out there that want to help, and there are already buildings that are underutilized that we can utilize to help house or provide shelter for families that are houseless. So here in Family Promise Metro East, we're partnering with churches of every denomination, as well as any other organization or group of individuals or even individuals who want to make that difference. So we have established a day center. We've got our day center located in the Community of Christ Church on 43rd and Cooch. At there is where the families come during the day if they're not working or otherwise engaged in activities that will help them obtain housing again. And here we have a house navigator and resource navigator who will help them identify those barriers that they have to getting housing and how do we solve those. So they're here all during the day. We have a beautiful area set aside just for them. We've got a nursery. We've got an area for kids. We've got an art room that's just amazing. And they spend the days there. The United States has something called McKinney-Vento. So that means when the kiddos are here, their schools, no matter what school district they became houseless from that they last attended, will come here to pick them up. So that's just a huge benefit to have a stable place that be picked up, because if kiddos are living in cars or couch surfing or doing other things, it's hard for those schools to know where they are and where to pick them up. And so they miss a lot more school. But having a space here where they know every day that they can come pick up those children here. So in the evenings, that's when we partner with our churches, our parishes, and the volunteers really kick in.
Michelle, I've enjoyed our conversation so much. So much information that we've been able to talk about, but more I want to talk about, more about how the community can help Family Promise Metro East. I am coming up against my break. Michelle, can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
I sure can.
I am now back with Michelle Vinker. Michelle is the Executive Director of Family Promise Metro East. It is their mission to ensure that every family has a home, a livelihood, and a chance to build a better future. And you can help them right here in our own backyard in Portland. They are joining with Ascension Parish and also with help from the Madeline to help families for the month of August. Michelle is joining me this morning to tell us more about it. Michelle, thank you so much for staying with me today.
It is an honor. We really appreciate you having me.
Michelle, in our first half hour, you began to talk about this great partnership with Ascension Parish in East Portland. Tell us a little bit more about how this works for those who are going to the shelter each day.
So at night, right around 5:30-ish, they go to one of 13 churches, parishes, synagogues, community organizations. And there they receive dinner. They might have activities or things for them to do during the evening. And then they also have a sleeping space. And every family gets its own space. And it can look different at different organizations and different churches, because each of them are set up different. So some of them, each family will have their own room. In others, it may be a bigger room with a divider. At Ascension, they actually use those big kind of pop-up tents that you see when you go to a fair, mm-hmm. and put sides on them. And each family has that in a bigger room. So they at least have a place where they can be alone. They can sleep without being next to somebody they don't know. And they will stay there usually a week every quarter. So this makes it so that no individual organization or church has too much of a burden.
Okay.
In the case of Ascension, they're using a space that's used by their school, and the only time they have it available is in August. So we're working with them, so they're doing the whole month of August when they're available instead of once a quarter. Families will then get up early in the morning. They get a breakfast, usually some kind of continental breakfast, although on the weekends, especially Saturday, the volunteers may decide that they will make something bigger, a big pancake and egg breakfast or something like that. And then they come back and then they're also able to get the things to make a lunch if they mm-hmm. want to. Those are provided. And these are all provided by the churches themselves. And then lunch is provided if they need it. Of course, the kiddos, when they're in school, may qualify for free or reduced lunches. In that case, the parents might need it. And we rinse, wash, and repeat. They come back to the day center. They get the help that they need. They start looking for the housing, the jobs, the education, whatever it is, cleaning up credit or working with landlords, whatever it is that they need in order to become permanently housed again.
Michelle Vinker is the executive director of Family Promise Metro East. They are partnering with Ascension Press, who they are partnering with the Madeline, to be able to provide 4 weeks of shelter to families in need. Michelle, it does feel like 4 weeks, it's so temporary. Is that enough time to move some families from a shelter like this into a more permanent housing?
That's why we have 13 organizations or 13 churches, so that when they're done there at Ascension, then we have another one on tap. In this case, it's St. David of Wales, and they'll go there for a week.
Okay.
And if they still need housing, so they can go for as long as they need. It seems to me, I think the last statistics I saw were about 11 weeks to get a family into permanent housing.
Okay.
Now, that was pre-COVID. So now things, and that wasn't Oregon, that was national. So it may be a little longer for our families, but that's okay. As long as they are working with us to make that move and get the whatever they need done to become in housing, they can stay as long as they need.
Well, more information about the August shelter at Ascension Parish. You can visit their webpage and see the announcement under their social concerns menu. Michelle, where can listeners go to find out more information about Family Promise and how they can maybe volunteer and become partners with you?
It's really easy. They can go onto our website at www.familypromisemetroeast.org, or they can call me at 503-349-7627. And we can look at what ways, whether that is an individual that wants to help out at our day center, a group that wants to do something with a support group, whether right now we really need mini bus drivers or small bus drivers. There's just a myriad of things that people can get involved, and they can actually make a tangible difference. Instead of just looking out their window as they're driving and thinking how awful houselessness is, they can get involved and make a difference.
Oh, I think that is exactly what we need to do. If we look out the window and have a comment to say, well, that means we need to do something about it.
Can I add just one more thing?
Absolutely.
What I didn't say on there when I was saying how people can help is currently we are operating under the donations, the kindness of people, and a few small foundation grants. So donations can also be made there. And every dollar, every penny will go to making sure that we are housing as many people as we can, providing that shelter and that love. We're showing Christ's love in action when people are volunteering with Family Promise.
Oh, and it is a call that all of us are asked to be a part of. And Michelle, thank you so much for all the work that you do. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And thank you so much for all the people out doing something, taking action. We really appreciate it. And so do our families.
Oh, and we appreciate your leadership and guiding all of us. Thank you so much. And God bless you.
You too. Thank you.
And again, that is Michelle Vinker. She is the executive director of Family Promise Metro East. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find information about Family Promise and also about this unique partnership happening at Ascension Parish. I'm going to add both of those links to the podcast of this interview so that way you can get right to it. You're going to find those podcasts at materdeiradio.com and, of course, the Hail Mary Media app.